broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And, of course, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're happy to be with you every night here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. And, of course, online at philhendryshow.com. Would you like your official Phil Hendry Show T-shirt for the summer? Well, you can get it over at our website. That's the Phil Hendry Show merchandise shop. We can also show you our shot glass and our coffee mug. We have our ball caps coming. We also have our Heritage Best Of CDs as well. People have asked us, are you going to be coming up with any other Best Of CDs? You betcha. So visit us over there at philhendryshow.com. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. And online at philhendryshow.com, as I mentioned. Also, if you'd like to tweet us or tweeble us or Twitter us or whatever the hell, bud, you're always doing that, right?
Yeah, you are too.
Well, I am, yeah. Go to twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's twitter.com/realphilhendry. And you, bud, twitter.com what?
twitter.com/thebuddickman. Because there's fake ones.
Okay, because there's fake ones. All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley are joining us from Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening. A homeowner's issue. And I've often heard of these coming up at gated communities, at some of these more exclusive communities. You live in a, I guess what we should say, what we should ask first, Bobby, is that you live in a very exclusive community. Isn't that true?
Well, it is true, Phil. We are not snobs by any stretch of the imagination. We live in a community. We have 150 homes. They are in different phases. The smallest homes we have are 3,500 to 4,000 square feet. We have townhomes that are along the front of the property. Most of our homes are between 5,000 and 7,000 square feet. They were selling new in the early part of the decade for anywhere from $700,000 all the way to $1 million. The upper-end homes are worth quite a bit more now. But, you know, the real estate market in California is such that I'm sure there's been some depreciation, and everyone is sort of waiting to see what happens.
But you've had a new homeowner.
Well, we have quite a few, yeah. But if you're referring to Dr. Barton, Crystal Barton moved in here in January. We were, as much as we honor her service to our country, and Steve was the first one I think to point that out. That she'd been.
Yeah, it's better than Iraq.
Steve had told me she'd been in Iraq. She had been a mobile hospital surgeon for the Army.
Oh.
And
she's disabled, right?
She lost her leg to
an IED, improvised explosive device. They're very evil little bastards. They are roadside bombs and mines, yeah.
And that is a little bit of the problem. We honor her service to our country. We were very grateful to have Dr. Barton move in. I'm concerned that there has been... I'm a little concerned, to be honest with you. We have a certain image that we want to maintain. If Dr. Barton moves to the higher-end phase, right now she was in the townhomes that are off property. If she moves into one of our homes, she will create, I think, a problem.
What problem? Is this? This has to do with her disability, with her being wearing a prosthetic leg?
Well, see, this is the problem, and Steve and I have both done research. I don't have anything against our veterans. I certainly don't have anything against our wounded veterans. What I do have a little bit of a problem with is this, the appearance of the, I don't know how else to say it, the appearance of what some people have described as a peg leg or a wooden leg.
Well, they're not wooden anymore.
I understand that that's what some people are saying.
Well, no, I mean, it's not what some people are saying. They're not wooden anymore.
Yes, I understand that, Phil, but I think that there is a little...
You know, Mr. Andrew, the jury's out on a lot of this stuff. We don't want to see, here in our Western States, like a wooden leg, a peg leg.
Okay, I can't hear your husband.
Let me do it. We have a lot of people here who are in the film business. We've got a lot of people that are in the magazine business, a lot of people in the newspaper business. If we get a... This is going to sound as if I don't care, and I do. We don't want a picture of Dr. Bart getting into West Ways or getting into L.A. Magazine or Westlake Magazine or...
You don't want a picture of Dr. Barton getting into L.A. Magazine or Westlake Magazine. Why?
Because of the wooden leg. The other problem...
But what can I tell you to convince you that there are no peg legs anymore?
I understand, Phil, that that is one point of view. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's not one point of view. They don't fit people with peg legs anymore. They fit people with very sophisticated prosthetic legs.
Well, that's the other thing. A lot of them need to be oiled.
Well, yeah, Steve brought up a good point. A lot of them have problems. If we have in a magazine the picture of a person, God bless her, a veteran of our armed forces, and she is doing a hinge hitch, what we call a hinge hitch. If you've ever seen the hinge hitch, it's also called the hinge dip. And
What is that? I don't understand that.
Wait and walk, and then they'll dip down.
Yeah, the hinge dip is when the hinge is loose on one of the prosthetic legs, and they're walking at an irregular motion, so that the right should say that the hinge dip, what's the...
Well, the hinge dip is the right leg. I'm talking about dip.
If the hinge is, the hinge that is not properly oiled or hasn't been properly fitted is on the right leg, there's going to be a left dip because they're compensating, knowing that that hinge will not support the body.
Okay.
So they dip down with the left shoulder.
And it looks very erratic.
So there's an erratic way that they walk. Now, that is disquieting for some people to see that. It could very well get into a motion picture. We do an awful lot of commercials here.
Wait. All right, let's hold up for just a minute.
We do an awful lot of commercials here.
No, let's hold up for just a minute here. Dr. Crystal Barton is her name. Is she a veteran of what? She was in the Army. She was a doctor over there and a doctor here.
That's correct.
She was wounded by an IED. She lost her leg. She is now purchasing a home. She has not already purchased a home?
That is correct, Bill. She is right now in one of our townhomes in the process of purchasing.
Okay. So she purchases the home. What have you got to say about that?
Well, I have quite a bit to say about that.
Can you stop the sale?
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me.
Can you stop the sale of this house to this woman, this Army veteran, this doctor who lost her leg?
Mr. Henry, no, we can't stop the sale. We're telling you the problem we have.
What we're saying, Phil, is this. Can we stop the sale? No, we can't. Did I come on your program tonight to appeal to you and to your listeners? Yes, I did. I don't know exactly what it is you're trying to say.
Well, I don't know what it is you're trying to say, Ms. Dooley. Do you want to keep this woman out?
We are asking that the Homeowners Association have the right to approve or disapprove based upon these three factors. There is the possibility of a wooden prosthetic. There's the possibility, if not that, of a hinge dip or hinge lick, as it's known. There is the possibility of lost revenue from commercial and movie producers because of Dr. Barton's presence on any film or commercial where the hinge lick is evident.
All right, all of this stuff is all well and good, but if you can't keep this woman from buying this home, you're on my program for what?
Well, we're here, Phil, to marshal public opinion in our favor.
What about things you want to do, Mr. Henry?
Let me do it, Steve, all right? We're here to marshal public opinion in our favor. We are here to appeal to your listeners, and I know there are a great many of them that have worked very hard in their homes, live in lovely communities, gated communities, communities where there is safety and communities where there is desirability. And we are hoping to marshal public opinion so that we can bring this to our board meeting and say, I was on the Phil Henry show. We got this much support. We are asking Dr. Barton if she would not mind staying in the townhome area where she is not as evident.
And how do you feel, if I could ask you this?
And one more thing. And then we'd be willing to revisit in 6 months.
Yeah, we'd be willing to revisit whether or not it's a kid's lick.
All right, let me ask you, and I can't understand what your husband just said. Let me ask you a question. How do you think this is going to be received? And how do you feel coming on my show and saying these things when you know that this is a veteran of Iraq who lost her leg in the service to this country, who was a surgeon in a hospital, a mobile hospital in Iraq with the Army, who's now back here as a surgeon working here in the United States, who is a hero to a great many of us, who is a veteran, who is one of our pride, one of our great veterans? How do you think this is received by my audience?
Bill, I think that your audience has a tendency to be overwhelmed by your dramatics. And I am asking your audience tonight to please, please, see through the dramatics, see through Mr. Hendry's appeals, and listen to us as fellow homeowners.
But if we're talking about a lady, I honor her.
And that's another thing, Phil. Of course we honor Dr. Barton. I think it is really, I don't think it's very kind at all to say that we do not honor this woman. We're asking her to stay up front and out of view until we've got time to sit on this.
And give it a run at it.
You're asking her to stay up front in these townhouses where she's not seen.
That is correct, yes.
And why is she not allowed, one more time, I want you to say this, back in the million-dollar homes?
No one said she's not allowed.
Nobody said she's not allowed, Mr. Henry.
You're on my program appealing for public opinion to keep this woman from moving up there.
No one said she's not allowed. We would like her not to move there.
Yeah.
And why is that?
I told you, because
I'm a hinge lick.
I don't know what hinge lick is. I don't know what hinge dip is. I don't know what your fear. You seem to think that there is a wooden leg thing going on here.
Mr. Henry, we do not appreciate being spoken to like this.
I apologize, but you have used terms hinge lick. The woman's going to walk with a funny walk. You're afraid of a peg leg. I'm telling you they don't use wooden prosthetic legs.
And I am telling you that we don't know that for sure. And if we're listening late at night to a woman out walking because she can't sleep because of the nightmares that come to her.
Yeah.
And all we hear is a woman going up and down the street with the constant clackety-clack.
All right, take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Is this a valid argument? We do not want a veteran, a decorated veteran of the Iraq War, moving into the main area of our gated community because she may have a wooden leg, because she may have some funny walk with her prosthetic leg that could get into a movie or a commercial that they shoot there. They're asking for time to think about it, time to sit on it, time to weigh it. What are they weighing? Well, they're weighing their obvious, the obvious public relations slam they're going to take for keeping a veteran out of these homes. They're weighing that against their need not to have somebody with a peg leg walking around the streets there. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Thanks a lot.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And what is that? Okay, we're back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk with them about this. What is that?
That is a recording. Okay, that was a recording taken about 2 weeks ago by Marge Emery, who is one of the longtime residents here. And it was a recording of Dr. Barton as she was actually bending over, I think, to get her newspaper.
Yeah, she's getting, trying to get her newspaper out the front.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
She was getting a newspaper. So if you listen to the sound, that is the hinge.
That, what I just heard there?
Yes, sir, yeah. Now, we're afraid that that's going to scare the hell out of me and my wife.
All right, 877, what was the other?
Well, the other was just this. This is tap dancing, all right. But that is what a person with a wooden leg can sound like, very similar to that, as they are walking across tile. They may be using our public shower here after the pool. And that, of course, brings up another issue.
Yeah, pool use.
Pool use. And what do you do? What do you say if you see someone with a leg, you know?
It's not theirs.
Someone with a leg that isn't theirs, yeah.
And someone with a leg that is a prosthetic leg.
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association this evening on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take a phone call from Richard. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bobby, I really wanted to speak on your ignorance in regards to the lack of advancement of prosthetic technology. Prosthetics to this day can be ranging up to $50,000. I mean, I've spoke to a vet myself. He speaks how his prosthetic is actually better than his personal leg he grew up with. And as far as the clickety-clack.
What is the clicking? What is that clicking? What is this? What is that?
I have no idea.
Do you hear that?
That's you all doing that. The reality is, the person with the prosthetic walking on the late night, as you say, from suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, would have on a pair of shoes, first of all. Why would they be out, you know, making such a racket to disturb you from your sleep? I mean, I would assume your neighborhood would be quiet. But then also, last time I checked, people are pirates with wood legs and, you know, peg legs.
Yes.
I mean,
there you go.
They make those things to be actually, you know, sound efficient, you know, actual parts of, you know, society, not a eyesore. And as far as someone with a limp or something like that, that sounds like complete ignorance to speak on someone or to
talk about a hinge leg, sir.
Hold on. I want to ask a question of Richard. Richard, it's Phil. Yes, I want to ask you a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
They don't put peg legs on people anymore, do they?
They do that. And, I mean, for them to even think like that, that's so like, I mean, the 70s or something, Phil. I mean, it's insulting that they would actually, that the people would actually walk out here with a peg leg that's actually made of wood. How would that even be sustainable in this day and age?
Well, first of all, people cannot afford. You said that they're very expensive. So a peg leg is affordable.
It's not about the average American, ma'am. It's about a veteran of our United States.
Yes.
America. It's about a person that can be funded from America. It's
yes.
A person that's out here with no insurance is fighting just to survive, such as myself. Now, this is someone that her financial income, being a doctor, would be more than affording her better leg or a better quality of life than a wooden leg. I mean, listen to yourself.
Exactly. That was my point.
Walking around in a third world country, ma'am.
Well, that was my point. I couldn't understand, if she's a doctor, why she couldn't afford something better than a peg leg.
Why would she have a wooden leg, ma'am? That's the point we're all making to you. They do
that's
not
what I don't understand.
It does not exist, ma'am. And as far as her having a limp and bringing down the property value, I think her being a veteran and actually having a story to tell and being a real resident, it would actually bring value to your residency as opposed to bringing it down. The reality is, she's someone who has a story as opposed to yourself. You've been sitting at home, sitting back, criticizing and isolating people, and obviously being a stereotype. And I mean, I hate to say it, I don't know her race, but I would not even bring race into it. The reality is, people like really hold us back as a society moving forward. And I mean, it's my first time ever calling in, but honestly, when you listen to yourself and your husband in the back, do you really believe what you're saying? A wooden leg.
Well, I don't know.
It's a late night, and no, it's not. You don't know. You truly do know this. We're not speaking to a child, man. We're all in here. This is the this is 2011. I mean, we're moving the cars with electric. 40 gallons per mile. Long story short, technology is a lot.
I don't know, but the peg leg is what I worry about. I only worry about that.
This is
the way it would keep me awake.
It's not the 60s. It would not keep you awake, ma'am. I mean, the woman would obviously be walking her dog. I mean, if she was walking her dog in the late night, you would not notice her being out there. the reality. She's going to walk.
No, it doesn't. And there's no creaking. There's no creaking noise.
All right, listen, I appreciate your effort here, but we do have to take a break. Richard, you're a good man. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Did you hear what the man said?
He's giving his opinion, Phil, and I think there's a lot more to it than that.
I don't know, but he didn't say anything about the hitch.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Hitch.
Phil Henry.
It's called Hinge Lick.
Now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about a veteran that has purchased a home. Ms. Dooley, you haven't really told me whether this woman has Dr. Barton, Crystal Barton. She's a veteran of the United States Army. She was wounded in Iraq. She lost her leg. She has a prosthetic leg. You and your husband don't seem to have done enough research because...
We have done an awful lot of research.
Yeah, I think that's very unfair, Mr.
Well, you don't know whether or not the woman's... You don't even know what kind of prosthetic leg she has. The question that I've got... Hold on for just a minute. The question that I've got is, when is she moving in?
Well, Phil, if we...
You have anything to say about it.
Oh, if you have anything to say about it, she won't move in. That's right. I forgot.
No, that is not true, Phil, and I want to say something right now. I feel very used. No one respects our veterans more than me. No one. There isn't anyone listening to your radio broadcast now that respects our veterans more deeply, that honors them more deeply. That
Ms. Dooley.
Hold on, please. That honors them more deeply than I do. We are simply asking for some breathing room.
We all just time. That's all we need is time.
Just time. 6 months for us to catch our breath. To understand what this means, what are we up against?
What? I don't understand what your confusion is. She's a veteran. She has a prosthetic leg. You seem to think she's going to be in there with a peg leg.
Would you please? These are actual recordings, Phil, of the woman bending over. Now you can hear...
Right there, that's hinge lick.
You can hear the hinge lick there.
I don't know what hinge lick is. If you say that's a woman bending over to get a newspaper, that sounds very suspect to me. I have to be honest with you.
We're asking for time. Just time.
877-876-PHIL. You would think that you are confronted with, I don't know, foreclosure or something, the way you guys are making an issue out of this. Melinda in San Antonio, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. This is out-and-out discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent
mm-hmm.
of two children who mm-hmm. have served in Iraq and Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and thank God came
mm-hmm.
home in one piece,
mm-hmm.
this is
mm-hmm.
out-and-out discrimination. I'm sorry. It's... I can't
no,
understand
no,
how it
I don't think
be allowed,
so.
How it would even be allowed to happen, because you are governed by rules and regulations just like everyone else, and you are discriminating against someone with a handicap.
Not really.
But how do you say that you're not discriminating, Ms. Dooley?
We are simply asking for time so that we can analyze what happens. Do you know what happens when someone with a peg leg walks down the street?
It shouldn't matter. She didn't ask for time when they asked her to go serve her country and defend your freedom and your right.
I don't know that.
In this homeowners association.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't ask
but my
for
point...
time. She went and she served her country, and she was injured in the process of serving her country. This is discrimination. You are discriminating against someone with a handicap.
We're not discriminating because we haven't said no yet. We are simply trying to balance
you don't have
away
the, right
the
to
issue.
Say no. You do not have the right to say no.
We are on the program tonight to get public opinion marshaled in our support, and we're asking you, Melinda,
well, you're not
if you will join us.
Me, not if, going against someone who's handicapped because they served our country.
No, we're not going
we're
against
not
the handicap.
Get support
we're just
for
saying,
that.
We're not going against the handicap. We're just saying what happens when they when, if it's a wooden leg.
If you
it
can
shouldn't
give
matter.
Us information.
It shouldn't matter if she had
if
she
it's
wouldn't
keeping
even
me awake,
get the prosthetic and she's walking on crutches. It shouldn't matter. This is discrimination.
It's keeping me up at night.
Wait a minute. What is keeping you up at night?
Oh, my God. The sound of the wooden leg on the asphalt.
Yeah. And so this lady, if she keeps fake.
And we're trying to weigh that? The fact that this hinge lick or hinge dip?
I don't know anything about hinge dip. You're saying that the hinge gets rusty?
Or loose.
And then they walk kind of funny. That keeps the TV production out of the area.
Well, I think that the lady is right. It is discrimination.
No, it is not. Technically, it's not. Because it can only be discrimination if they're black or if they are Hispanic.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Technically,
ma'am.
You cannot discriminate against some. I beg your pardon. Well, you don't know the law. The law says.
I'm afraid I do. And when it comes
Are you
to
Mexican?
Me?
Are you
Excuse
Mexican?
Me?
Are you a Mexican? Because that's the only way you'd know.
Yeah, that's because of the race.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry, the only way you can discriminate against someone is if they're Mexican, black, what else, Steve?
Asian.
That's it. So I think this lady is going to have a lot to...
There is a People with Disabilities Act.
People with disabilities.
There is a Disabilities Act in this country that was passed that means people with disabilities are afforded equal treatment. We're supposed to have handicap rails. We're supposed to have handicap bathrooms. We're supposed to make things accessible to the handicap, and you cannot discriminate against them on the basis of their handicap in employment, in most employment.
Oh, I see. So someone with no hands you'll hire to be a test driver? Yeah, right.
All right, Melinda, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, you can't answer that question.
Can't answer what question?
If someone with no hands, are you going to hire that person as a juggler, yes or no?
Miss Dooley, don't be an ass, all right?
You call my wife an ass?
I'm not being an ass. I'm giving you a very basic question.
The basic question, yeah, I might hire him as a juggler.
Oh, my God.
Now, how are you going to get a guy with a head? Ah!
You hire a guy with... I'm laughing.
I'll tell you how you hire a guy with no hands to be a juggler. We have prosthetic limbs now, Ms. Dooley. You have been wanting to play this tune here about the fact that we've got wooden legs, we got rusty hinged legs, we got people walking with a dip, we got all kinds of stuff. A guy with no hands can juggle if he has prosthetic limbs, prosthetic hands.
Did you see that movie the other night, Best Years of Our Life? That had a veteran in it, and he had hooks. How's a guy like that going to juggle?
Where's a guy like that going to get... I mean, what's he going to juggle? Eggs? Or billiard balls?
That guy, that was from the 40s. That was a man suffering... That man came back from World War II, and the only thing they had were hooks. But for you guys to keep this woman out of a homeowners association or out of her home... is just abject cruelty. And for you to pretend like you don't even understand what it is we're talking about, we've told you there's no wooden legs. We've told you that there are no limbs that are, you know, that are anything other than entirely workable, that are improving with every year. And this is a veteran. And don't sit there and tell me that you respect our veterans when you want to keep this lady out.
Phil... I can only say one thing. We have had, over the last 10 years, in our homeowners association, we've been honored to have the Warren Jeff Fertilizer Company use much of the greenery as a backdrop for their commercials. We have had some fast food restaurants that have filmed commercials here. We have had automobile. All of this is at risk. If in the backdrop of the commercial, a woman is limping, and...
Why would you think that they would have that in the commercial?
What about continuity if you don't do it right?
A lot of times that stuff gets in. And
they're not going to have anybody limping in the background of the commercial for a car company. Anyway, thank you very much and good luck. Man.
Well, she got a point about somebody limping a commercial.
She ain't got no point. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here. The world famous. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
7-877-6-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Welcome back to the program. And we want to remind you we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Head over there and get a backstage pass and check out what some nights is just... And tonight, good God almighty, with that David G. Hall...
Well, that was a sensitivity alert.
The sensitivity alert. And then Bobby and Steve Dooley, how'd they even get booked? 877-876-7445. Let's take a look at some of the news here. We do have our News and Information Hour coming up next hour. President Obama declared Wednesday the United States had largely achieved its goals in Afghanistan, setting in motion an aggressive timetable for the withdrawal of American troops and an acknowledgement of the shifting threat in the region and fast-changing political and economic landscape in a war-weary America. So the troops are coming home from Afghanistan, asserting that the country that served as a launching pad for the September 11th, 2001 attacks no longer represented a terrorist threat to the United States. Mr. Obama, in remarks prepared for a delivery at 8 p.m. from the East Room of the White House, announced plans to withdraw 10,000 troops from Afghanistan by the end of the year.
Look, they have another terrorist attack here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If they have another terrorist attack here, you know, the thing that's interesting to me is we went from being deathly afraid that the that Al-Qaeda had a million men under arms and they were everywhere and anywhere and they were ready to kick ass and there's God knows where and God knows how. And boy, I'll tell you, they only have to be right once and we only have to be right, 800 times, whatever the hell that saying was. And they're everywhere. And now it's all done. And we killed one guy. The trooper, and probably he's right, probably the threat in Afghanistan is, as it pertains to, Al-Qaeda and Taliban, that's cool. But, man, we sure went from being, oh, my God, they're around every freaking bend to all over. The troop reductions, which came after a short but fierce internal debate, are both deeper and faster than the recommendations made by Mr. Obama's military commanders, and they come as the president faces relentless budget pressures and increasingly restive Congress and American public and re-election campaign. And the American public and a re-election campaign next year. I'll tell you this much, you know, I have to be in favor of it only because we did get that guy Bin Laden.
Well, say we.
Yeah, we. It's a country, okay? No, I'm not in the Navy SEALs. And you know what? We are flat on our ass broke, and we can't afford to keep shoving money at what seem to be these pointless fights. Now, I think, as it pertains to Al-Qaeda and Afghanistan, the killing of Bin Laden was very, very symbolic, but it was a very potent, powerful symbol that essentially said this, that the United States will find the son of a bitch that did what happened there, you know, that did the 9/11, and we'll kill the guy. As far as Iraq goes, I think that was the beginning of a lot of big things in the Middle East, man, and we can see them happening all the time. I don't think you're going to find any peace in Afghanistan or any place else unless you start what we started in Iraq.
Yeah, but that D didn't even do nothing.
Look at this argument I can't keep having, man, okay?
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because it's an argument. You guys keep talking about how he didn't do nothing. I don't give a damn if he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, but he was the guy who was supposed to have a weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, man. Well, like I've often said, we went in and we did our own inspection. There, how's that?
Didn't find any.
Exactly. But we went in and did the inspection. So I'm all happy about that. Anyway, the withdrawals would mark the start of a wind down of the military's troop-intensive counterinsurgency strategy, which Mr. Obama signed on to 18 months ago after a painstaking review. Most American forces are expected to leave Afghanistan by 2014. Administration officials indicated that they now plan to place more emphasis on smaller, focused counterterrorism operations of the kind that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan last month. So that means they want to send the SEALs into more places. I don't know whether those guys are miracle workers or not, but what they did with Bin Laden, that seemed to be the way to go, at least in that kind of an operation.
Yeah, but you ain't going to send a SEAL in, man, like to invade Baghdad.
No, you ain't sending the SEALs in to invade Baghdad. We're starting this drawdown from a position of strength, Mr. Obama said. Al-Qaeda is under more pressure than at any time since 9/11. Together with the Pakistanis, we've taken out more than half of Al-Qaeda's leadership, and thanks to our intelligence, seems like they should have taken out more than that.
Yeah, they've been going at it for a long time.
taken out more than half. I think we should have taken out all of them. We've been, just like Bud said, we've been going at it, man, ever since just, you know, a month or two after 9/11. It's like going on 10 years. I think we should have killed every last one of those sons of bitches. Whoever's left, send in the SEALs. I didn't send a SEAL no matter where, man. On top of a mountain, wherever. Administration officials have said an intense campaign of drone strikes and other covert operations in Pakistan have crippled al-Qaeda's original network in the region, leaving its leaders either dead or pinned down in the rugged border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. What is this bullcrap about the rugged border, man? I thought that's not where we found bin Laden.
Yeah, well, bin Laden, he had his own house, man. The rest of those guys probably, I don't think, can afford it or what?
If they can afford it.
What did he get?
What do you mean, what did they get?
Well, are they on a salary or?
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. It is a good question.
That's not. What do you mean, are they on a salary? You think that Al-Qaeda, they're drawing a salary from the Al-Qaeda?
Well, yeah, they must be drawing some money.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't think they get enough bread to live in million-dollar compound. I mean, bin Laden, he comes from a rich family. He lives in the million-dollar compound. The rest of those slobs just live where they live. They just live wherever it is they can eke out an existence, you know.
Living up in a tree or something.
They live in trees. They live in caves, wherever they can live. Anyway, we're starting this drawdown from a position of strength. We will not try to make Afghanistan a perfect place, Mr. Obama said. We will not police its streets or patrol its mountains indefinitely. That is the responsibility of the Afghan government, or, if you will, the Russians. No, he didn't say that. But he did say, which must step up its ability to protect its people and move from an economy shaped by war to one that can sustain a lasting peace. I mean, what about Afghanistan? This is a country that's been overrun and taken over countless times. You know, we were told that the last time we... This is... remember that Charlie Wilson's War, that load of crap?
Yeah.
All right. At the end of that stupid-ass movie about this Charlie Wilson, I to this day, I still don't understand that movie. I could give a damn about Charlie Wilson, and I don't believe half of it. But at the end of that movie, that clown was supposed to have said, we screwed the whole thing up, meaning we should have stayed and supported the Afghanistan people, the Afghani people... And therefore, they would not have turned toward the Taliban, and they would not have given refuge to Al-Qaeda. Isn't that what the point of that whole asinine movie was?
I think so, but I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that we should stay in Afghanistan this time. I think that's wrong.
Oh, well, now it's wrong, huh? Now it's wrong? Different time, huh? That's it. It's a different time. It's a different era. Oh, it's a different era. It's a different time. I love how that argument is used by some people. They don't want that argument used against them. It's a different time. It's a different era. So now we have a different time, a different era, and we can leave. And if they happen to turn back to the Taliban or whoever the hell else, Al-Qaeda or whoever, well, it was a different time and a different era.
What are you talking about, man? We can't stay there.
Well, that's not what that Charlie Wilson war said, man.
Yeah, you were watching that the other night, late night.
Yeah, I was watching it late night. So what?
You can't get a bunch of information, everything. And
why don't you guys shut up, okay? What are you guys, this tag team time on Phil? Ganging up on me? I can get anything I want out of anything. If I'm going to look at a piece of stupid-ass propaganda like that jackass movie, Charlie Wilson's War, and they're telling me about how, I believe it. I believe it. We should have stayed in Afghanistan and continued to kick some ass. But that's not just a convenient argument you make when a Democrat's in the White House. You don't just all of a sudden bust out that argument when Clinton or Obama is president. The argument is equally true when Bush is president. I didn't hear anybody talking about it then. Well, now we're there, man. So why ain't we staying there? Well, we ain't got enough money. We can't do this. We can't do that. All I'm telling you is this. I know that we don't have enough money and we don't have enough resources. We ain't got enough of anything. But I'm telling you, don't be surprised if the same crap happens all over again. What the hell has changed in that country, okay? What's changed in that country that means that they're not going to have Al-Qaeda or the Taliban back and we won't have to deal with those bastards somewhere down the road? Nothing.
Well, I mean, we killed like the Al-Qaeda leadership. And everything.
Well, we killed the Al-Qaeda leadership, so they get some more guys. Well, all of a sudden, all these arguments that everybody was making like 5 or 6 years ago, that Al-Qaeda just replenishes itself, that it's a recruiting poster. Remember that one? Well, we just killed their leader, man. Ain't that a recruiting poster? We just killed bin Laden. We shot an unarmed man. I remember a bunch of people making that argument. Isn't that going to, you know... Anyway, screw it, man. So that story is front and center. And then we have New York atheists angry over Heaven Street sign honoring September 11th victims. You atheists, I understand that you think that you're just, well, I was going to say holier than thou. I know you think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I know that you believe that you are real rebels and real, that you have a really unique point of view. You're just as much believers in God as anybody else. So a group of New York City atheists is demanding that the city remove a street sign honoring seven firefighters killed in September the 11th terrorist attacks because the sign violates the separation of church and state. The street, Seven in Heaven Way, was officially dedicated last weekend in Brooklyn outside the firehouse where the firefighters once served. The ceremony was attended by dozens of firefighters, city leaders, and widows of the fallen men. There should be no signage or displays of religious nature in the public domain, said Ken Bronstein, a pain-in-the-ass New York atheist who's about as stupid as he looks. Bronstein says that his organization was especially concerned and offended and uptight and put out with the use of the word heaven. Oh, my goodness gracious, he said. We've concluded as atheists there is no heaven and there is no hell. That's what you've concluded. Thank God I haven't concluded the same thing. Thank you, Mr. Bronstein. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.